Jack Schenker is in Cairo and has just been in Tahrir Square listening to the reaction as President Mubarak revealed that he would not be standing the next election. Jack, what was the reaction?
Well, if President Mubarak thought that this was going to appease his critics, he's got another thing coming. The reaction as his face came up on the screen, like I said earlier, the crowd had erected a giant screen and projector beaming Al Jazeera. As President Mubarak's speech, a huge of energy went through the floor, people bursting with hostility. Many people held up their shoes in the air, which, as you probably know, is one of the gravest insults that you can show somebody in Arab culture. And as he announced that he would not be running in the 4 September election, many of those shoes were pelted at the screen, and it's a canvas screen, and it sort of goes against as all these shoes landed on it. And then people started throwing rubbish and water bottles as well, and the chant went up, Erhal, Erhal, which in Arabic means leave, leave, and the implication being leave and leave now. I spoke to a few people immediately afterwards about what they were thinking, and everybody said the same thing. I couldn't find a single person who was mollified at all by Mubarak's concession. Every single person said, no, his plane is waiting. He has to leave today. And it seems, in fact, from peace critics, it seems to have emboldened them. People are coming up with increasingly severe demands in terms of what they're expecting to get out of this uprising. They're now saying that not only does Mubarak have to leave, but every single member of the senior NDP has to go, and that they will be put on trial. Interpol arrest warrants should be put out, and the gang of corrupt thugs, which is the term now normally used to describe the ruling party, has to be tried for treason. So if Mubarak thought that this was going to make his life easier, I think it's done the exact opposite. People not only really angry, but they feel really emboldened and even more excited about their struggle ahead. Certainly no one's trying to leave the square tonight. Tens of thousands, it's hard to estimate the number, possibly even more than 100,000 out here. There's tools of tea and some of the entertainment I mentioned earlier with concerts and people banging drums and live fires. They're settling in for the night, and they're certainly planning to hang in there as long as Mubarak remains in the country.
He interestingly, at the end of the speech, he said, I will die on Egyptian soil. I guess the protesters could take that two ways. I mean, what was there any particular reaction to that?
Well, it was quite hard for us to hear President Mubarak as he spoke, because despite the fact there was a big screen, the speaker system is mini. But we heard part of it, and certainly at the end, those near the front of the screen who could hear what was being said rose up in anger, and that's when a lot of the shoe throwing started. So I think, one of the main chants amongst protesters has Mubarak, be away you. And the rest of that, of course, is that Saudi Arabia is where President Ben Ali from Tunisia initially fled to, the implication being that's where Mubarak will go to. And there's very much this idea that he leaves the country, he gets out of Egypt. A woman said to me today, it's so sad that a man of Mubarak's caliber, who was a military hero and famed for dropping the first bomb against air defences in 1973, should be forced to leave without any dignity. But he's put on himself. He's sunk live bullets into the flesh of sons and daughters, and he'll always be remembered as the Egyptian president who did that. For that reason, he has to leave these shores. He's effectively, she was saying, he's forfeited his right to be an Egyptian. And I think that's a really common sentiment amongst protesters here. Even though that once had, a small fragment of power, not perhaps for the man himself, but because he held the office of prince, now feel that he's really forfeited his right to be called an Egyptian. And considering the nationalist sentiment and the pride that's running through the crowd, that comment about dying on Egyptian soil won't have gone down well.